Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we're talking about a new movie. Ooh, we like movies, especially new ones. But this one is actually a sequel. That means it's a part two or a part three to a big hit from...Actually, quite a few years ago.
I was going to say, I forgot all about what happened in the first one.
I remember the first one, but then I was thinking, that wasn't like a year or two ago. It was, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, well, it's a cartoon. It's lots of fun, and it's an interesting cartoon because it's a cartoon, but it also kind of takes place in a computer on the internet.
We're
talking about Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes, do you guys remember this? In Chinese, it's 无敌破坏王. In case you don't know
English. I was just going to say that. That was the name of the original movie. Now, this time they've done something a little different. It's not actually Wreck-It Ralph 2, or it is, but it's also called Ralph Breaks the Internet. That sounds bad and difficult. I don't know how you would do that. So let's find out more by reading the article.
Reading.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. Audiences fell in love with the lovable, big, clumsy guy from the arcade game Wreck-It Ralph in 2012. Though Ralph is used to smashing everything, he proved that he had the heart of a true hero by saving the day. He also helped his friend Vanellope, who is programmed to be a computer glitch, return to the game she used to be in. Ralph Breaks the Internet takes place 6 years later. One day, Vanellope's game machine breaks. Luckily, the owner of the arcade just installed Wi-Fi, so the two friends head out into the internet. They need to find the parts to fix the machine before it's removed from the arcade forever. Ralph and Vanellope are surprised by how much information the network contains. They are even able to meet some Disney princesses through the search bar. Together, they realize the internet world is quite different from the arcade game world. Will Ralph and Vanellope find the parts they need in time? Go to a theater this November to find out, and Ralph Breaks the Internet.
All right, so as we mentioned, this is a movie that some of you might already know or be familiar with because the first one, Wreck-It Ralph, came out a few years ago. Let's find out more about the original or the first movie. It says, audiences fell in love with the lovable, big, clumsy guy from the arcade game Wreck-It Ralph in 2012.
See, that was a long time ago. Okay.
6 years.
Okay, so we saw the phrase, fall in love with somebody. That just means to be in love with someone. Okay, 就是坠入情网，爱上谁。通常我们如果看到那种偶像剧啦，或是电影的男女主角，就会看到他们疯狂马上陷入热恋。这时候你就可以这么说啦， they fell madly in love with each other, usually in a romance movie.
Absolutely. We see that a lot. Or else they don't like each other, and then they fall madly in love with each other. We could also say they fall passionately in love with each other. So these are strong feelings of love. But yeah, to fall in love is just to begin having that feeling of, I love this person.
Nice.
I've just learned this.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚我们还看到一个形容词，大家还记得吗？就是clumsy, 他用这样来形容之前的主角哦，就是笨拙的 kind of like awkward or silly sometimes. For example, I'm sorry about spilling your drink. That was very clumsy of me.
Yeah, I got coffee all over me.
Or sometimes, if you're super clumsy, okay, you could also say, I have very clumsy hands and...tend to drop things.
Right.
Okay, and we also saw arcade game, 就是街机的游戏。那大家这时候就很期待 Wreck-It Ralph 到底呢无敌破坏王二 接下来，哎，我们看了第一集，哇，这么多年后，到底呢，这个第二集会讲什么呢？
Now, you'll remember from the first movie that Ralph was a character, one of the people you sort of control or play in a video game, and he was Wreck-It Ralph, because I think he had like a big hammer, or he always smashed things, so he was wrecking, breaking, destroying things,But it was in a game, so
right.
It was fun, and it was what you were supposed to do.
Hmm.
So as the article continues, it says, though Ralph is used to smashing everything, that's why he's called Wreck-It Ralph,
yeah.
He proved that he had the heart of a true hero by saving the day. That's right, he kind of got tired of being the bad guy in the game, in the first movie, and he wanted to be the good guy. He wanted to be the herohero who saves the day, or the hero who, you know, fights the bad guy and wins and saves the girl and becomes the, you know, the champion or the one everyone loves.
Okay, now I sort of remember what happened, okay?
Yeah.
不过我们刚刚有看到 is used to something. Okay, 大家常可能把 used to, be used to something, 常常搞混哦。OK, 其实 used to do something 就是过去曾有的习惯或是状态。那刚刚课文提到的 be used to something 通常是名词或是动名词，就是习惯于做某件事情。OK, 像是呢 this is something about me.、
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to getting up early in the morning. 是什么意思呢？就是我不太习惯早上要早起。I know I always stay up late. It's just really bad. I know. Don't do this.
Don't do that. Yes. And sometimes if you have a job or go to school, you have to get used to it. Doesn't mean you like it and you're happy to do it, but it's something it's kind of normal for you. It's kind of common. It's not strange or weird or unusual. Yeah, and we also have this word smash. To smash something is to hit it very hard, to break it. If you throw something made of glass on the ground, you'll break it into lots of little pieces. You'll smash it. If you take a hammer and use it to hit a cupcake, it's going to smash that cupcake. It's not going to bounce off or just break it nicely in two. No, it's going to turn it into a big mess, 1,000 little pieces. It's really going to make it broken in a way that cannot be put back together because it's smashed. It's been broken in the most terrible way possible.
Can't we just eat the cupcake?
You could eat the cupcake too, but it might be fun to smash one.
Okay.
Make a big mess though.
蛮暴力的 Mike, okay. Smash 当然就是有破坏或是弄碎的意思。不过我们刚刚提到的主角呢，虽然他还是有一些疯狂情境，但是他还是可以怎么样 ？Save the day or save the situation, 就是挽回局面，还有拯救、解救的意思哦。比方像是 a local businessman saved the day by donating $1 million to the school.
Wow.
Okay, to find out more about this phrase, we have to check out our pocket phrase go.
Pocket phrase go.
电影里面不管是黑帮、怪兽还是龙卷风，只要我小石强森一出马，通通都被我摆平了。I saved the day by defeating the monsters. 我拯救了局面。这个时候呢，我们就可以用这个片语 save the situation。OK, 这个片语呢，你也可以说 save the day。好像呢，飞天小女警卡通里面的结尾哦，他会说 another day is saved.Thanks to the Powerpuff Girls, 又一天平安地度过了，世界被拯救了。注意到呢，在这边呢，我们 save 是拯救的意思，千万呢可别以为是 save money 存钱那个省下来的意思哦。这个片语呢不一定用在呢打败怪兽拯救世界，可能呢是在办公室里面。比方说呢 ，Andy fixed the copy machine and saved the day。或者是呢在家里面 Mom killed the cockroach and saved the situation 解救了状况 Save the day 你也可以当超级英雄哦
Alright, so in the first movie, remember, there was a girl, right? He saved the day and he got the girl and it had a happy ending. Let's learn about her. It says he also helped his friend Vanellope, who is programmed to be a computer glitch,return to the game she used to be in. So again, this all takes place in the computer world. So imagine all of those different characters you play, Link or Mario or whoever. These are the characters in the movie. And there was this girl, Vanellope. It says she was programmed to be a computer glitch. Here we're using program as a verb. It can also be a noun. Often an app is a type of program. It's something that does a specific job on your computer or your phone. But to make a program, to make an app, to tell a computer or a robot what to do, you have to program the computer or the robot. Basically, give it very careful instructions, teach it, tell it what to do, and then if you program it correctly and don't make any mistakes, the computer program, the app, or the robot or machine will do what it's told, will follow your instructions. For example, the robot is programmed to carry things around a factory. It's not designed to build things or make things. It just carries boxes from one place to another, and it'll do it again and again, hopefully without making mistakes.
Okay, program 这个字呢，在本课是当作动词来用，当然它也可以当作名词啦。不过当作动词，它就是为什么设计程式，或是为什么编写程式。注意它的动词三态的变化 ，program, programmed， 你要重复 m, p r o g r a m m e d, programmed. Okay, you could also program the computer to calculate your monthly expenses and earnings. That's really smart if you want to save money. And we learned something about a computer glitch.Glitch 其实就是设备或是机器等等的小故障，或是失灵啊，技术性的小毛病。不过刚刚我是不是有提到，大家很容易把 used to 跟 be used to 搞混？这里就出现了 used to， 还记得什么意思吗？就是过去曾有的习惯。比方像是呢，这里来举个例，要怎么用 ？Zach used to live in Taipei, but now he lives in Taichung.
Okay, so something has changed over in that situation.Talking about what was the situation before and how it's different now. All right, back to the article. Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's Wreck-It Ralph 2, the new movie. Ralph Breaks the Internet takes place 6 years later because it's 6 years after the first movie. Makes sense. Okay. One day, Vanellope's game machine breaks. So this is the new problem. Vanellope, his friend, her game machine breaks, her program breaks, or the game that she's in breaks. But there is some good news. Luckily, we're told, the owner of the arcade just installed Wi-Fi. So the two friends head out into the internet. Ooh. Oh, interesting. Yeah, because in the first one, they were kind of in the arcade. Yes. That's one of those places that have many video games, and you go there and pay money to play all these different games.But they were kind of in there, right? On a network or an intranet, you might say. But now they're on the internet because they're on Wi-Fi. They can actually connect to the World Wide Web and go anywhere on the internet. This is all thanks to the owner of the arcade who installed this Wi-Fi. An owner, this noun basically means someone who owns something, all right? If you bought something or someone gave you a thing, you are the ownerof that thing. That's your bicycle. You're the owner of the bicycle. We can also use it in this sense, like in our article, to talk about someone who owns a business. The boss of a business is often the owner, but not always. But if it's the person who paid for the business, who set it up, who, you know, pays all the workers and that kind of thing, then they are the owner and they have rights and, you know, legal responsibilities. For example, my uncle is the owner of a sailboat.
Oh.
He bought a sailboat, cost him a lot of money, but now it's his. And, you know, he can name it and do whatever he wants with it. But if he sells it, he won't be the owner anymore.
That's right. If you own something, 就是你拥有某个东西，所以你就是 owner, 就是他的主人。但是 owner 在本科还有业主的意思，因为我们提到的是 arcade, 电动游乐场的业主的老板的意思。For example, if you want to use the word owner, you could also say the restaurant's previous owner was unable to make a profit. Okay. 那我们又看到 install 这个动词就是安装啦，或是设置。We talked about installing Wi-Fi. And head out, of course, is going somewhere, you're heading towards a place, 出发前往某个地方。
So, Ralph and Vanellope, using Wi-Fi, head out onto the internet in order to fix Vanellope's game. It says they need to find the parts to fix the machine before it's removed from the arcade forever. Oh, this is a serious problem. Her game broke. They don't have the parts. They have to go find them. But if they don't, Vanellope's game will be removed, and since Vanellope is in the game, she's a part of the game, it would be bye-bye Vanellope too, and that would be a bad thing. Yes, the game will be removed. This verb to remove is to take away something or to take off something. If you have something broken in your home, you might remove it. If you have a broken window, you'll remove the broken glass and put some new, fresh glass in there, and we also use it in the same way we might use to take off your clothing. You remove your shoes when you come home. You remove your coat if it's too warm or something like that. So you take it off or you take it away. It was there, but now it's not. It's been removed. For example, please remove your shoes before you come inside. Don't make my floors dirty.
Remove 在本课的意思有移走啊，或是搬动，它是个动词。For example, you could say something like, remove the trash from the front yard.
Okay.
Yeah, take it away.
I'll take it away. It's a good idea. You don't want trash around. Remove it and put it where it should go. Back to the article. Ralph and Vanellope are surprised, by how much information the network contains. Well, sure, imagine never going on the internet and suddenly you go on the internet and you'd be like, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff here. So there they are out in the big wide world web and they're really amazed by this network, this internet. The internet is a network. Network is a noun. A network is basically an organized and connected system of things. We can have many types of network. We have our nervous system. That's a network of nerves in your body. It's all connected to different parts. You feel things, smell things. The information goes to your brain. It all works together. Even though it's all different parts, it works together. Transportation networks, buses, MRTs, trains, airplanes, all of this is kind of connected, right? You can take the bus, get off, get on the train, go to the airport, get on a plane. It's all organized. But when we talk about a computer network, the internet. Computers connected together, they can talk, they can share information. That's how email and websites and YouTube and all that kind of stuff works. So, for example, we could say the public transportation network is very easy to use. It's organized, it's quick, it's cheap, it's great.
Very useful.
We also have the verb to contain. Something contains something, it holds something. That thing is inside another thing. This glass, if I put milk in it, it contains milk. Milk is inside. The glass is holding the milk. The glass contains milk. It's inside. For example, the box contains my grandmother's old jewelry. Mm. It doesn't contain papers. It doesn't contain my baseball card collection. It contains jewelry. That's what's inside.
Right, we saw many words, right? 就是 network, 就是在本课有网络的意思。还记不记得, do you remember that movie, The Social Network?
It's a movie
about Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, and contain, 但就是包含含有的意思。For example, you could say something like, the movie contains something for both children and adults.
Okay. It's in there. Yeah. It's in that movie.
That's right.
Back to the article. They are even able to meet some Disney princesses through the search bar.Wow, that must be fun for Ralph. They meet these Disney princesses, who? Ariel, Cinderella,
Sleeping Beauty,
Snow White, Sleeping Beauty,、right? Mulan. Is she a Disney? I think she's a Disney princess. Yeah. So they're able to meet、Jasmine. All these wonderful new people and characters and stuff using the search bar or the search function in the internet. That's the fun thing about Wreck-It Ralph. They had a lot of those sort of video game characters that you remember, and they were part of the movie. It was a lot of fun.
Rapunzel. Okay.
Rapunzel. There's
search bar. 但就是搜寻栏 Very useful as well, search bars.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Ralph and Vanellope are experiencing a whole new world. Together, it says, together, they realize the internet world is quite different from the arcade game world. Again, imagine never going on the internet and suddenly you're on there. you would realize very quickly that this is really different. This world is very big compared to your little world. When you realize something, this verb means you become aware of it. You learn about it, you hear about it, or suddenly, I suddenly get it. I understand everything. Maybe all the information was there before, but you didn't put it together. Mm. It didn't all fit together in your brain, and suddenly it's like that light goes off. Now I understand, or now I realize this has popped into my brain. I now know what's going on, what's true. For example, Gary didn't realize that he was standing on his girlfriend's foot.
Ooh, ouch.
Until she went, ow, get off my foot! And then he realized.
Realize, 大家刚刚有没有听到 Mike 老师解释，就是突然意识到什么东西，或是了解某件事情。像是呢，这听起来非常有人生的这个意义哦，就是 you just have to realize that you can't always get what you want.
So there you go. It all sounds very, very exciting. I wonder if Vanellope might get jealous if falls in. Oh, well, we'll just have to see the movie. But here's the big question. Will Ralph and Vanellope find the parts they need in time?
Ooh, that's the question. In time.
So exciting.
就是即时这样的意思。比方像是 I'll try to make it home in time for dinner.
All right.
That sounds like mom.
Sounds like
Not
a good
me.
Thing to
I
do.
I can't even make dinner.
Because if you want to be there in time, otherwise it'll be cold and your brother will eat all the potatoes. Anyway, so if you want to see the movie, what should you do? Go to a theater this November to find out if Ralph... Oh, sorry. Go to a theater this November to find out in Ralph Breaks the Internet. There's the movie title for you one more time. Go to the theater this November, or be like me and wait 6 months and get the DVD and watch it at home.
That's smart.
You could do that too.
Cheaper.
Coming up, our chat question.
For You Chat.
Here's our For You Chat question, which is super easy. What do you usually look for on the internet? Why? Be honest.
What do I look? Not much. News,
really?
Information. I like to read the news on the internet. You know, I like to read a lot of books. So I often try to find out, like, new books or read about if they're any good.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can get them, you know, online or something
like
that. So I don't usually spend a lot of time just browsing, looking at stuff on the internet. For me, it's more like, I need to know something. I'll go learn it. I'll go find out about it. And then join Ralph in the real world. Yeah. What about you? What do you usually look
for? I actually do a lot of online shopping.
Do you?
I know. This is really bad, though, because you kind of, like, waste a lot of money.
So are you like, I need a pair of shoes, I'll find a pair of shoes, or do you just go on and, let's see what I can spend my money on today?
More like that. Ah. That's why you have to be careful when you go online shopping.
Absolutely. Do you ever get out of control and realize, oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm getting better.
Oh, good, good.
Celine's the one who's getting out.
Really?
My friend Celine.
Interesting. We'll find out more about Celine and give you all the secrets. But what about you guys? What do you usually look for on the internet? And why? And do you need your credit cards taken away from you? Be honest, talk about it, and we'll see you very soon. I know you do. Bye!
Bye!
Ralph Breaks the Internet. Audiences fell in love with the lovable, big, clumsy guy from the arcade game Wreck-It Ralph in 2012. Though Ralph is used to smashing everything, he proved that he had the heart of a true hero by saving the day.He also helped his friend Vanellope, who is programmed to be a computer glitch, return to the game she used to be in. Ralph Breaks the Internet takes place 6 years later. One day, Vanellope's game machine breaks. Luckily, the owner of the arcade just installed Wi-Fi, so the two friends head out into the internet.They need to find the parts to fix the machine before it's removed from the arcade forever. Ralph and Vanellope are surprised by how much information the network contains. They are even able to meet some Disney princesses through the search bar. Together, they realize the internet world is quite different from the arcade game world. Will Ralph and Vanellope find the parts they need in time? Go to a theater this November to find out, and Ralph breaks the internet.
Vocabulary Review.
Program. This machine is programmed to respond to human languages automatically. Owner. The shop owner announced that there will be a big sale next week. Remove. People have been arguing over whether the statue of the former president should be removed. Network. At our college, we can share files between computers using the campus network. Contain. I'm on a diet, so I need to avoid foods which contain a lot of sugar. Realize. Susan didn't realize a bear was approaching her until she saw her friend backing away.